Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master show. Again, we are on LinkedIn Live now. We're not on audio anymore. If you want the audio version, you can still do that because we are recording it to be released as a podcast. And you can find it on all your favorite podcast channels like Apple, Spotify, Google, you name it. Today's show, we'll talk about hacking the annual wheel in finance. I could imagine that many of you perhaps feel a bit like slaves to this annual wheel, that, you know, we're just keeping going through this this hamster wheel. And we'll, in a new series, try to come up with some hacks that you can use to do these things differently, perhaps save time, save resources to maybe do something that could be more interesting. So this morning, we published a new article called Hacking the Annual Wheel in Finance. Because finance is a function of traditions. Every year, we repeat the same old processes. Annual reporting, budgeting, month-end close, and so on. We try to do things more efficiently, utilize technology where possible, and allocate our time to more value-adding activities. Yet, fundamentally, we're still doing the same as we've done for decades. Change for the sake of change isn't by definition good. However, business leaders want more from finance. So CFOs need more from finance to keep their jobs. Maybe that's the negative version of it, but it should be exciting that business leaders want more from us. Doing more of the same isn't likely to deliver different results. You know, the good old Einstein quote that, you know, keep doing the same thing, expect different results, is actually the same as being insane. Perhaps it's time we hack the annual wheel in finance to move finance into the future and deliver on the CEO's and CFO's ambitions. It would be naive to think we can cause a revolution. We're willing to settle for less, though, if it means provoking finance leaders and all of you out there into action. We aim to provide simple, actionable, and easy to understand hacks that you can implement quickly. We will do that in a new article series titled Hacking the Annual Wheel in Finance. 2 weeks from now, we'll do that with the good old annual report process. Besides the annual reporting, we'll cover month-end close, budgeting, quarterly forecasting, and strategic planning, while also considering the role of continuous improvement and the future of finance. We'd love to hear your stories too, not just in the comments here on the live stream, but also reach out to us. We'd love to bring out some of those stories in our articles. We'd love to interview you to hear your perspectives. You know, one thing is perspectives, thought leadership, but it's a whole different game when you bring in real life examples to it. So don't hesitate to reach out if you want to contribute with case stories or specific use. In today's show, we will take a holistic perspective on the annual wheel and discuss how to free ourselves from its shackles to spark innovation and creativity. We will also consider what it takes from a change perspective to succeed in implementing some of their proposed hacks. Question for you. Do you think that the annual wheel is overdue for a hackathon? Let us know in the comments. Yes, no, not sure. What is an annual wheel? All questions are, of course, valid here. And if you have a question, we'll be sure to bring it up. So don't hold back. And thanks, Samar and Ifran, for checking in. We truly appreciate that. Just keep it all coming. To hack the annual wheel, we need to start with the end in mind. When attempting to hack the annual wheel, it's important to consider the general purpose of the various standard processes. Instead of running them to keep us occupied, we should consider why we're running them in the first place. Let's quickly review each one of them. Annual reporting. Report to shareholders and authorities on financial results. Month-end close. Provide a status report to management on financial results. Budgeting. Allocate resources and set targets for the coming financial year. Quarterly forecasting. Share expectations for our future financial results. And finally, strategic planning. Update the strategic outlook with actual progress. Again, there might be more activities in your annual wheel, so you know, let us know below what activities that you are actually running that we should consider in a standard annual wheel. We can, of course, debate about the exact core purpose of each of these processes. Yet it's clear that today they have mushroomed into something much bigger in most companies. The simplest example is the annual report. The core financials take up less than 20% in most annual reports. Companies would argue that they use them to communicate many other things in the report, but let's be honest, in most companies, they're also just seen as a prestige project for the finance function and the communications department. If you want to challenge me on that, feel free so, you know, my opinion is just an opinion. Instead, we should start with the end in mind when discussing the purpose of these processes. For most companies, the end is value creation. If we cannot articulate and document how these processes create value, we should diminish them into simple compliance and control exercises. There's nothing wrong with that. But in that case, we could significantly reduce the volume of work involved in running these processes. Agree? Yeah, let me know. We can continue with the example of the annual report. What value does it generate? Internally? Next to nothing, since all the information was shared earlier this past year. Externally, there are always nuances in the numbers that may impact the markets. However, it's usually boiled down to forward-looking statements. Even if the numbers are very different from what the company has publicly announced previously, this information must be communicated as soon as possible and not wait for the official announcement. And of course, that's why you sometimes see companies publishing the skeleton of their results early on, because they are different from what they have said to the market. Hence, from finance perspective, producing the numbers is a simple compliance and control exercise. Yet, the forward-looking statements are where the effort should be made. We could reduce this effort even further, since this is also part of the quarterly forecasting cycle and investor days that at least larger companies will hold a few times a year. So there's plenty of other opportunities to communicate to the market and your stakeholders what you do in the annual report. We're not trying to diminish the work of the finance function. Instead, we're trying to free time for more value-adding work. Of course, you can discuss, you know, there's a lot of value-adding work in quarterly forecasting, budgeting, strategic planning, right? So we'll get back to that. But it's impossible when so much time is tied up with standard work. We also want to challenge the notion that spending so much time on these processes is necessary. Could it be that we simply feel most comfortable doing the standard work to avoid fulfilling the vision of a transformed finance function where we are people and not so much numbers people anymore? So here's another question for you. Which process would you like to hack first and why? Let us know as well. Curious to hear. Just put it in the chat or add a comment as it says, and we will address it towards the end. Great to see more people tuning in here. Just keep it coming, please. So how do we create change in finance? Creating change in the finance function is complicated. I mean, generally speaking, creating change is complicated despite the fact that the world keeps changing faster and faster. But from an individual perspective, change is hard. In finance, we may be a little bit more conservative and change resistant than other functions. However, making change is far from impossible. The approach doesn't differ inside finance, outside finance, and business, outside business. And of course, there are different approaches, but we usually promote the change approach called ADKAR. That is awareness, desire, knowledge, ability, and reinforcement. So awareness is around ensuring that they understand the rationale and need for change. So why do we need to create change in the first place? Maybe you're just happy, right? But why do we need to create change in finance? Well, technology, for one reason. Business leaders' expectations, another reason. And of course, the intrinsic one, the CFO needs more. Once you have awareness, you also need desire. Why should you want to change? Ensure that they can see the personal motivation to participate in the change. Once you have awareness and desire, you need knowledge, right? Ensure that we have the knowledge to do what is needed to change. If you're asked to do completely different work, wouldn't you expect training to be able to do that? I think so. And of course, continuing on that, ensure that they gain the ability to put the knowledge into practice. And finally, reinforcement. Ensure they're prevented from reverting to old habits. And I can't say, you know, what's the hardest part of this. It's usually number 4 and 5. But following through on this whole change process is definitely what's going to help us drive the change. And just saying hi to Jan as well, checking in. So we will try to deep dive into the ADKAR process for each of the standard processes we have in the annual wheel. However, we could also consider it for the overall change narrative in the finance function. So awareness. We know that technology is taking over more tasks, and CFOs and consultants alike have been talking about becoming co-pilots in driving business value for decades. Hence, it should be clear that there's a burning platform for change in the finance function. You can look at statistics saying that bookkeepers and accounting clerks, you know, I don't know how many of those that are left, they are at 99% risk of being automated. Accountants and auditors, I'm sure there's a few of those left, 95% risk of being automated. I should say, though, that there's also a talent crisis in the finance function, because despite how fast technology is developing, it cannot keep up with the rate of attrition, at least in the US, of public accountants. So kind of a paradox there, but we'll talk about that another day. Then there's desire. There are two angles here. The negative, technology will take away your job. Or the positive, your job will become more meaningful and impactful. So decide which one you want to go for. The positive fits better into your life story. But anyway, there should be a desire to do this. Knowledge. New knowledge, of course, becomes available continuously, like on artificial intelligence. How much haven't we all learned about artificial intelligence in the past year and a half? A lot, I think. Whereas perspectives on how to budget differently have been around for decades. Regardless, it's rarely a lack of knowledge keeping us from changing. Ability. This may just be the biggest hurdle. When the skills we train for at university and while becoming certified become outdated, we're staring at a glaring capability gap. Closing this gap requires effort for both individuals and companies. Maybe you're here today on this live stream because you are committed to improving your abilities. And I applaud you for that. We need to take personal ownership of that. We also need support of our finance leaders, not least the CFO. Finally, reinforcement. This is, of course, not a challenge, since training won't close the capability gap alone. It takes a few years to change the culture in the finance function. So you need both activity to change and role models who lead the way. Previously, we advocated for companies to create capability programs. You can find a link to a previous article there in the blog from this morning if you want the link. Also, you can just let us know in the comments, and I'll be sure to address it afterwards, after the show. One reinforcement we know that most companies buy into is the 70-20-10 learning philosophy, meaning 70% on job training, 20% sparing and learning from role models, and 10% from formal training. Here, we definitely believe that more emphasis should be put on the content of the 70%. Another question for you. Do you have suggestions for how to hack the annual wheel? Feel free to specify process and hack. Definitely want to hear from you on this one. And we can see that Jan would like us to talk about how to hack hiring across sectors in finance. Definitely a challenge as well. Because when there's a lot of change occurring in the finance function, in general, you need people that are attuned to this change, or at least are willing and have a mindset for wanting to change. So if you keep hiring people in the old mindset, that's probably not so helpful. So you need to hire people that are already on board with what you're trying to achieve. So how do you hack your daily work? Well, with a concrete change framework and the ambition to hack the annual wheel in finance, we'll suggest concrete hacks for your daily work in finance. We will also suggest hacks for CFOs to change the overall standard work, keeping the end in mind. Each hack should be concrete and possible to implement after reading each article. And I would say I played a bit around with ChatGPT the other day because I was researching for one of the articles, and I kind of asked, you know, okay, so what would be hacks to hack this specific process? Then it gave me a list, and I said, sounds a bit boring. Can you be a bit more radical? And then it gave me another list, more radical, of course. And then I said, I know it's a lot to ask, but can you give me a list that's even more radical? And within no time, of course, I had 30 potential hacks to hack the specific process we're talking about. You can do the same. You can also wait a few weeks to hear our perspectives on it, of course. But we will give you concrete guidance on why a hack makes sense, what the hack is, and how you can implement it. We hope you will contribute with your hacks too. You know, put them in the comments and share success stories about how you have hacked or even disrupted the annual wheel of standard work in finance. Time for questions, if you have. I'll take in with some of the comments here as well. You can see that Jan said sector-specific reporting, jargon, industry trends can be picked in 1 month maximum. Hence, hiring across sectors by hiring managers is key for business boost and career development in finance. And I completely agree. Finance should be one of the functions or professions that are transcending industries and sectors. Of course, it's nice to hire someone that already has experience working in the industry. So if you have 20 to choose from and 18 already from the industry and two are not, of course, those two have to make a really good case for them having to sort of get the job right. Fair enough. But you shouldn't dismiss lightly candidates from outside the sector. I see we're also having Suresh here saying hi, so thanks a lot for that. And of course, one of the benefits of going live on LinkedIn is that we're also now getting video recorded. And we have actually put live the hashtag Finance Master YouTube channel. So here you can go and catch up on all the shows afterwards, in case you prefer video or you just want to listen to a specific part, you can definitely get it there. I can see we have a comment from Charles here, so Leanne Charles. She says, in the past, I hacked the wheel by creating some financial models. So things that had been manually done in the past was automated. I think, you know, well done. We need to do a lot more of this because, you know, manual work just shouldn't exist so much in the finance function anymore, shouldn't exist in general. We may enjoy it, I don't know, but there is a way to automate. So thanks a lot for bringing that up, Leon and Charles. I appreciate that. If you have other comments or questions, feel free to put it in the comments now. Of course, the video lives on LinkedIn, so I'll be sure to check in afterwards as well. If you need the link to the podcast, feel free to ask for that as well. We will bring that up. But definitely hope that you will follow our new series here on hacking the annual wheel in finance. I think it's overdue for sure. Next week, we have a special episode sponsored by IBM, which is around using AI for forecasting, which is something you should also just be doing. You know, lots of things we just suggest just be doing, but definitely want to recommend that to you as well. With that, you know, thanks a lot to all the ones chipping in here, saying hi, you know, chipping in with questions and chipping in with your comments and perspectives. It's what makes the show come alive as well. So have a great one. And if you need to reach me in the meantime, you can always find me on LinkedIn. So bye everyone for now, and see you hopefully next week.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.